that leads to pursue and to, you know, to file a charge sheet against her, and that they're going to do it under this notorious anti-terror law called UAPA, the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. And that that there are many people in prison already under that. It's the process that is a torture. People have died in prison while waiting for trial, including Father Stan Swamy, the noted sort of Jesuit activist and priest. So that's what they are basically threatening Roy with. My understanding is that her lawyers haven't received anything official from the government yet. So this is all being played out in the media, and that is the whole point of it.
Why now? I mean, we're talking about something she said in 2010. This is 14 years later.
Yes. That's because the BJP is stunned by the electoral reverse. They have lost face. They have been in disarray. There's a lot of infighting going on. And they significantly lost Ayodhya, where the Ram temple was built. They have run out of ideas. This is Narendra Modi's attempt to show that everything is normal. And, you know, charging Roy is basically throwing his rabid attack dogs of Hindu nationalism. It's throwing them a bone so that they can get excited about it. It's an attempt to show that they are in control. They're in charge. Nothing has changed.
Well, of course, we'll continue to follow this. Will Arundhati Roy be prosecuted in India? Siddharth Deb is the award-winning Indian author and journalist. His new nonfiction book is called Twilight Prisoners, The Rise of the Hindu Right and the Fall of India, His World. That does it for our show. We have a remarkable group of people who produce this program, and we thank them all very much. See our podcast at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I got a lot of mics in here, so I gotta find a way to make use of them. All right, so in an hour's time, we're going to be traveling to the Dominican Republic, and that is a Caribbean nation, a mix of African, European, Spanish, Native American, and wow, you're going to hear a lot of very, very interesting sounds. So yes, I look forward to that in an hour from now. But yeah, before that, we're going to be traveling around. We're going to be hitting lots of nations, a lot of continents as well. And I'm going to start with a piece of music, a brand new piece here from Mali. Yes, from the great West African nation. Lots of beautiful musical lineages there and traditions. And this is a new record by a group called the BKO Quintet, and they are indeed five musicians, five gentlemen who play traditional Malian instruments like the djembe and very characteristically Malian sounding strings as well. And yes, this is an album called Bamako Today. So it's a mix of traditional sounds and some modern styles. So yeah, this is some updated 21st century Malian music. The BKO Quintet. The track here is Kononale.
I'm go to achieve mortality small.
Scheint, als hätte irgendwann meine Stimme gesagt, du hast eine Chance zu gewinnen, Sammy, nimm sie auf wahr, du machst sie dein Leben zur Hölle, doch der Himmel ist nah, du bist noch nicht da, aber ich weiß, dein Wille ist stark, also kill jeden Part, rock jede Show, top das Niveau, zieh dem Land hier seinen Stock aus dem Arsch, zeig ihm, wie es geht, wie man diese Reime auf Beats legt, auf Bühnen steht, trotzdem noch sprühen geht und DJ und Beatbox, zeig ihm, wie man viel schreibt, Freestyle, zeig ihm, wie man über ein Jahrzehnt lang inspiriert bleibt, zeig ihm, wie man Beat schraubt, zeig ihm, wie man Deals sein, zeig ihm, wie man Weed raucht, ups, vergesst Deal. Ein. Streich sie in Realtime, heißer als Glühwein. Ich zeig ihnen, wie man's machte mit Ü30, also üb fleißig. Zeig ihnen Disziplin, zeig ihnen, wie keiner mitarbeiten will, jeder mitverdienen. Zeig ihnen, wie man sich benimmt bei Geschäftsterminen, wie man seine Steuern zahlt, trotzdem bisschen Cash verdient. Wie man positive Signale an Rest der Welt sendet. Zeig ihnen, wie man sich selbst findet, denn Geld blendet. Ich hab ne Story zu erzählen, frag, wie soll ich beginnen?
Am Anfang hatte ich ein Ziel, dachte, wie komm ich dahin? Und schrieb von da an doppelte Reime mit doppelten Sinn. Doppelt so viel Liebe und ich mache doppelt Gewinn und hoffe, ich bin
jetzt auch der eine, der zeigt, dass Rap noch lebt. Wir hatten keine einfache Zeit, ist echt extrem, wie manche Trends kommen und gehen. Aber Talent bleibt, seid alle leise und schweigt. Doppelt gemoppelt, besonders wie ein molliges Model. Ich sehe zwar aus wie ein Ami, doch bin voll die Kartoffel. Du bist sogar für einen Trottel vertrottelt. Ich habe dich und deine Frau auf einer Kuhkoppel verkoppelt. Was sagst du nun? Ha. Ich zeig euch Rapper den Weg, was wollt ihr tun? Ha. Wollt ihr mir folgen oder seid ihr euch zu cool? Ha. My style is up in deiner eher erste Schuljahr. Bitte guck mal, denn ich will Menschen erniedrigen. Nicht wie ein Diktator, eher wie Stand-Up-Comedian. Mich selber befriedigen, nicht meine rein mental, rein genial. Lass den Leuten keine Wahl, der Weg der anderen ist zu klein und schmal. Mein Weg ist groß und schön mit Bäumen und Bänken am Rand und sogar ein paar Süßigkeitenstände. Leute sagen, Sam, bleib beim Schreiben auf dem Boden, so als ob ich mit meinen gottverdammten Füßen schreiben könnte. Und es endet noch dümmer, wenn ich sag, mein Flow ist noch flüssiger als Flüssigkeiten. Ende. Ich bin eine lebende Legende. Hook.
Sammy Deluxe. There you go, some German hip-hop out of Hamburg. And yes, I think he actually said Scheiser in real time in that song. And yeah, a mix of English and mostly German. A track called Zeigs in Allen. My German is not great, but there you go. Yeah, that was a really cool track, I think. And I like how we went into the hook and said, hook, just to let you know that it's the chorus. That's what you call the chorus in hip-hop, by the way. The hook, because it hooks you in. All right, before that we heard James Blackshaw, some brand new music from England. And James Blackshaw is one of my faves. He is a virtuoso 12-string guitarist. He plays amazing long-form tracks that on the solo 12-string guitar, and the finger-picking style of his is unrivaled in the modern era. There's some greats from the 60s, the 20th century who are doing that style of finger-picking, but not many people these days doing it so well. But that is his 10th album, and James Blackshaw was solo for much of his career. He's actually only in his early 30s, and he's made 10 albums already. Genius. And that's his new album, Summoning Suns. And this one, for the first time, took him 10 albums to get there, but he's finally singing on his albums. And yeah, they're a little bit more like pop songs featuring drums and bass and all that. But there's a song in Japanese, so that's pretty neat. I haven't heard it yet. Looking forward to it. James Blackshaw, Summoning Suns. The track I played, by the way, was Confetti, featuring lyrics about ripping wings off insects. I think it's a little bit darker than the music sounds. And the program here began with the BKO Quintet out of Mali. And the track I played for you from a new record called Bamako today. Bamako is a city in Mali. The track was Kononali. So yeah, there's some really cool West African music for you. And next, you're going to hear a whole whack of strange things, as you just did. It continues. And I'm going to play a Brazilian group next that mixes dancehall, hip-hop, electronics, some traditional rhythms. These guys are real mashups. And they're called Sacassaia. S-A-C-A-S-S-A-I-A. And their brand new record just came out in October. It's called Boca da Terra. And yeah, some really cool Brazilian music coming at you right now. This track is Cubro Meu Corpo, and then you'll hear a classic from Vietnam after that.
Sobre o dinheiro, tu sobe alcança pisando cabeça, enche a pança com o mundo inteiro, não meta no bolso que não mereça. Sinto o cheiro da alma podre que paira sobre a cidade velha, onde a sujeira destrambelha e a tristeza atrapalha. Palha da costa, contra a função que me foi imposta, curar o canilaia dessa peste, antes que fique decomposta. Cubro meu corpo com palha da costa, cubra a função que me foi imposta, curar o canilaia dessa peste, antes que fique decomposta. Sou aquele que limpa a sua bagunça, que protege o mundo da sua doença. Meu pai, nanã minha mãe, sou velho como essa terra imensa. Que protege o mundo da
sua doença. A morte é meu pai, Nanã minha mãe. Sou velho como essa terra imensa. Sou aquele que limpa a sua bagunça. Que protege o mundo da sua doença. A morte é meu pai, Nanã minha mãe. Sou velho como esta terra.
ho, there you go, some psychedelic fuzz out of Melbourne, Australia. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And that was so much fun, I'm going to say it again. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Yeah, something out of a children's TV show from the 80s, I guess. The new record from December is called I'm In Your Mind Fuzz, and that was the song I played as well. Actually, the first four tracks on the album are just continuous 12 minutes of nonstop. It's one big song. And before that, we heard some 60s classic Vietnamese pop. Yeah, that was a track called Bang Bang by Tan Lan. And maybe tricked you a little bit at the starting. The first verse is in French, and then it switches to Vietnamese. And actually, she sings the first chorus in French as well. She says, Bang Bang, you killed me. And then she does it again later on in Vietnamese. So, yeah, Vietnam was a French colony, so French is one of the official languages, and a lot of the pop singers sang in French back in the oldies days. So there you go. And before that, brilliant group out of Brasilia, Brazil, called Seca Saia, and I played the song Cubro Meu Corpo. And yeah, that's really cool. Train tracks, and then more stuff happening after that. So yeah, I am. I'm enjoying these songs that I found this weekend. Next, I'm going to play some local stuff, some stuff from right over west of us in Van City. And yeah, this is generally music. I play stuff from far, far.